Tom Lees, how is he?
Better. Not fit for tomorrow, but probably got an outside chance for Leeds on Saturday.
So it's just about rehab for him now, then, isn't it? It's nothing more serious than that.
Well, no, he's got a tear. It's just above where the attachment of the hamstring is in the buttock. There's a tear there. It's an unusual injury that the physios haven't seen, but it's classed as a grade 2 tear. But he's feeling a lot better. Hopefully we can get his boots on probably Wednesday or Thursday, get him out running. But he's never had a soft tissue injury, so he doesn't know how to gauge it himself. But fingers crossed, I think he's going in the right direction. With an outside chance, he'll be there on Saturday.
What about Lee and Hutchinson? What are their chances of playing, if not necessarily tomorrow, then maybe at the weekend then? Because they've been getting closer for a bit now.
Yeah, well, Kieran Lee's in the squad tomorrow, so that's a bonus for us. And again, Sam's probably got a good chance for Saturday as well. So the treatment room is starting to look a bit healthier.
And must have been frustrating, because with some injuries you can say, right, they're going to be out for a month or 2 months. But the players we've just mentioned there, it's all, well, maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we all heal differently. And again, the certain players can probably get on with certain injuries and others can't. But the most important thing I've said before is that when we've gotten back, it's not guaranteed. And again, you can have all these scans that say that it's going to be a week or 2 weeks, but like I say, we all heal differently. We've missed them both. We want them back. We've got Lewis back now, who's played back-to-back games, so that's been good as well for us.
Is everybody else okay from the weekend?
Yeah, we're just disappointed with the result. I'm disappointed. I just felt we started very well. We should have gone 1-0 up with Stevie May's chance. And then we just didn't play the intensity that we know we should be playing at, where we caused teams problems. So we've let them off the hook. And again, that wasn't us. The two goals that we've conceded was just a bit of a... I think this time last season, I'm sat here talking to you about going to Cardiff and disappointed we got beat. There were certain games where we knew we didn't perform particularly well and we didn't deserve anything out of the game. On Saturday, I just felt if we grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck, got the first goal, we'd have gone on and won the game. And then when we got back to 1-1, I just felt there was only going to be one team in it. And it's a poor, poor second goal we conceded.
It just seems, it wasn't there, but just that cutting edge, that little bit of extra something in the final third.
Well, we got into some unbelievable areas and people keep saying, well, we've got to provide more service for... I've got three forwards in the end, Hattie, Medine and Stevie May. And we got into the final third and our final ball, but like I just said to the players this morning, is that we've got to keep working that ball in the areas and keep believing. We've got to demand more from individually and collectively when we get into the areas and just put it in the danger area. And then if the forwards aren't getting into the positions that we want to get in, then we can be critical of them. But the most important thing at the moment is we're not providing the surface for them.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because May's come in and started reasonably well. He's got a couple of goals to his name, and he was unlucky on Saturday. Are there question marks then about the goal return for the other lads that you've got at your disposal right now, at this stage of the season?
Well, I'm asking my front lads to defend from the front, which I think they're doing very well. But then I'm asking the boys that are behind them to create chances for them. Players will create their own chances, as we've seen on Saturday. We've ended up conceded by two. One free ball into the box, and then we're not dealt with another ball to come into the box. If you don't clear the first man, whether it be from a set play or from a cross, you aren't going to give the forwards chances. So, but I've got to keep reminding the forwards, I've got to keep believing that they're going to keep making the same runs. What we tend to do is if a cross is coming in, now the two forwards and the midfield man splitting the two forwards again. Very basic stuff, but that's how you score goals. And as we saw against Manchester City, you've got to be more clinical in front of the box. Now, what I don't want to do is become a big issue with the players tense up. I still want them to take the responsibility. But like I say, I think if you think back to the Bolton, probably the Forest and even Saturday, we're not working goalkeepers enough.
Does that in time become a confidence issue? Because just the idea of just having a go, just don't think about it. If you miss, you miss. But just having that mentality.
Well, that's my philosophy. My philosophy is if never come off the pitch with a regret, never pass on a shooting opportunity or a crossing opportunity unless somebody's in a better position. But one thing I do know is probably again this time last season we probably weren't dominating possession as much as know, time possession is an advantage if you take advantage of the possession by creating chances and scoring goals. At this moment, we're playing well, but it's the end piece, it's the last piece of the jigsaw that's just missing at the moment.
Are you still looking for that striker, either from perhaps within the squad or from outside of the squad currently, who will bring in that extra sharpness up front?
Well, we thought we got a striker in, and then he's got injured with his parent club, so we're just going to have to wait till he... But I think it's going to be a while before he's... So we just move on to our next list. But even if I bring a striker in, we've got to create chances for him. Now, whether it could be Stevie Mays created his own chance against... trying to think which game it was. Birmingham created his own chance. But we've got to provide a service, got to get the ball to him. On Saturday, again, a great through ball from Jack McGolm, his time and his run. And he's gone around the keeper. Maybe could just had a bit more composure to put the ball in net. Maybe in Scotland, once you go around the keeper, it's an empty net. But credit to them. He defended it well, their left back, got round. But like I say, if we bring a striker in, we've got to provide him with a service.
Perhaps because of that, do you look at changing things then to instigate this more creativity? Because you've got options now, haven't you? You've got the likes of Hope, haven't you? Drenta is in and amongst the mix. Do they come perhaps a bit more prominent in your thoughts?
Well, I think we're creating. It's just the final ball. That's been our problem. I think we've got the full-backs forward on Saturday. I think it just shows if you can get the quality in there. I think the second half, we've put one ball, good quality in from Chris Maguire, which they've scored the own goal from. He's put another ball in, and then Liam Palmer's put another great cross in. But I think we've probably had chance, probably 12, 13, 14 attempts to put the ball into an area, even from the left side. And it was too easy for them to defend. So you've got to clear that front man.
Chris Maguire, is he somebody you see who could go in up front? Because, I mean, that's where he's had his best goal return, perhaps understandably, if he's in that part of the team. But is he somebody you see predominantly now as somebody on the right?
Well, at the moment, is that... I think when I threw Chris in last season, I would say 90% of his goals have come from where he's playing out at the minute, out wide. But he's scoring goals from set plays. He's just having a little run at the moment where, I just think if I look back to the last home game against Reading, I think Jack McGolm had just slipped him in for a first-time shot, and for some reason Chris decided to have a touch. You've got to take it on, because like I say, the last thing you want to be doing is running back towards your own goal without regret, thinking, oh, we should take on. I've got no problems with anybody that, like I say, takes the shot on unless somebody's in a better position. Now, going back to Chris, it's not just Chris that needs to provide. He's put, like I say, he's put two great crosses in on Saturday. But it's not just Chris. It's got to be when my left back's getting forward, my wide left's getting forward. And again, from set plays, the amount of set plays we're having, my two centre-halves are going up, they need to start contributing as well.
Jeremy Allan, where is he in the first team picture now?
He's been a little bit unfortunate not to get in, but I just think where McGolmer's form's been good, him and Mattock have complemented each other. One thing I do know with Jax, he can drift inside, and the pass that he's picked out for Stevie May. So Jeremy's just got to be patient. He can quickly change. I think that might be Mattock on four bookings now, I think. So he's probably one away from suspension. You know how easily somebody can get injured. So he's just got to be a little bit patient. One thing I do know is I can't fault his application. He comes in and trains very well. And then one thing that I do know, if I need him, he'll be ready.
I mentioned the loan situation before. Are you actively looking now with kind of a great intensity, or is it something that you're just monitoring as you go along?
Well, we recently had calls out at the start of the season, and I've had calls about, are you still interested in a division? It's just not part of the area of the field that I want to fill at the moment, because I think we've got enough cover. It's up front that we definitely need. I need Atty, Stevie May, and like you just hit the nail on the head, maybe I can push Maguire in there to just give that little bit of competition. I've got Gary Medine, but like I say, it doesn't matter if you play with six forwards if we're not giving them something to feed on. At the moment, it probably is bits. And sometimes when they do, I get a chance. It's maybe just a one chance instead of maybe in the three or four chances in the game.
What about potentially getting one or two out, the likes of McCabe and maybe Corrie as well? Is there interest in them? Is there scope to get them some football elsewhere?
Well, I was here at the game yesterday, the under-21 game, and there was a few scouts here. They need to get out and play football. Reece knows that, Paul Corrie knows that, but the only way they get out is what they produce on the pitch. At the moment, nobody's ringing me for any of my players at this moment.
Does that disappoint you a little bit, that if there is a shop window for them somewhere, someone can stick them in the first team and give them that experience?
Depends if that club wants that type of player. Depends if that club is that area that's short on. One thing you do know is last Saturday there was probably midfield players at other, maybe League One or League Two players, teams that got injured. Whether I get the phone call this week to fill, who knows? And like I said, they both did very well yesterday. So two players that come in, train hard, work hard. It's just a bit blocked off for them, but they need to get out and play football. They need to get out and play league football.
So the next challenge then is Ipswich. What do you make of them at the minute?
Well, I saw them play at Wigan last week. Dominated the game, won the game. Not many teams are going to go to Wigan and win the game. I think it's four games unbeaten. Mick's got them organised. They're playing 4-3-3. Plenty of energy. Physical presence up front in Salmon and Murphy. And then they've got a bit of quality in the boy, McGoldrick. Yeah, who can pick out a pass and pick out a goal. So it's a good game for us. I think they're probably the most team in form, them and Norwich. So it's a nice game for us to bounce back. But like I said to the players today, is that it's our patch, nothing to fear. We just need to get up to around that 20 goal attempt mark, start working the goalkeeper, and we know it'll come. We'll just keep believing.
Are they perhaps the product of longevity in some respects? Because McCarthy went in there, he had quite a bit to turn around, didn't he? And all of a sudden, lo and behold, their wheels are starting to turn. They've got their season up and running quite well.
Well, I think they're a bit like us, really. Very solid, very honest bunch of lads. He's got two solid centre-halves in Beera and the boy Chambers. And they play to their strengths. They get the ball forward to the big lads and they play from there. And they've got energy in midfield. But no, wherever Mick's gone, Mick's a wise old guy who's been involved in this game. He's managed in the Premiership and he's managed a lot in the Championship. Gets the best out of his players, and it'll be a good game tomorrow. Good game. Because we're looking forward to this game, because we just feel after Saturday disappointed that we should have maybe definitely got something out of the game, the amount of possession. But if we're going to dominate the possession, like I say, we've got to do something with it. And hopefully we'll do that against Ipswich tomorrow.
It's interesting, isn't it, in the minute, because you've built this platform here to really kind of build and push on from after a disappointing performance in the end at Cardiff. You don't really want to have that momentum lost, do you? You need to get that back.
Well, it's a disappointing result at Cardiff. No, I wouldn't say a performance. Like I say, is that we've got to realise that when we're on top, we've got to stay on top and don't have any sympathy for anybody. We've got to see games out and kill the games off. And then we just got a little bit. When we went 1-1, I just felt that it was just only one team in it. We were dominating the possession, but then suddenly, which is unusual for us, I don't remember other players getting so much freedom in our 18-yard box and managed to put the second goal in. So suddenly we're chasing again, and it gave something to Cardiff to hold on to.